Hey there, Audio Boo. It's the Big J Beezy, the Big J Wheezy. He takes it easy, sometimes sleazy, always greasy, hella beezy. Another one of these Audio Boos. I know no one's listening to them, but I find it fascinating to just go back and see what I thought was appropriate to boo, or whatever I thought was an intelligent or insightful thing to say. So that's almost never happened when I've looked back. It's always pointless shit. So just now I've just been having a recapitulation of my old accounts and just looking through all this stupid shit that I'd been saying. All of it terrible, all of it rather embarrassing, as this one will be when I go back to look at it another time. But I really like listening to them. They're these wonderful little ephemeral moments in my life where I thought, you know what, I'm going to audio boo this. And it's quite interesting. A few things I'm saying right now, I can't stop saying. Referring to myself in the third person as the Big J Beezy. I don't know why. The Big J Wheezy. The Big Wheezy. The Big Wheeze. I'm fat, if you don't know. Then it's like, oh, I'm wheezing whenever I'm moving around, so I call myself that. I can't stop saying holla what. You see, I'm incredibly white, but I find it very funny to just say things that I've heard rappers say, holla what being one of them. So like, holla wit, and do this little dance after I've said it. It's the bane of most people who know me, who have suffered a lot. They find it odious. A lot of people really can't stand it. I completely understand. It is completely understandable. Let me think about another thing. Nothing. Third year, semester one done. Snowing today in Edinburgh. Which is it did this earlier last year, and it was a lot worse, a lot fucking worse the last time it did this, chucking it down with snow. It was terrible. I was at Craig House at Napier Uni, and I was trying to go for the buses. It's up the top of this fucking giant hill, lovely campus, lovely old campus, but the bus couldn't get up there, so we're all trekking up there, like, you know, like Rebel Alliance soldiers on Hoth, just like with our backs bent, our heads down, our hands in our pocket, just trudging in a big line. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever actually seen, if I remember, because everyone just went into a big line. It was like instinctively, like I don't know where we were drawing this knowledge from, maybe ancestors long, long gone, or maybe just the spirits of the ancients, but we all just decided to go into one line and follow this one poor motherfucker up the front, who's leading this procession of last-minute essayers who were handing their shit in 2 hours before it needed to be in the morning. So all these people of inadequacy and unorganization and disarray, we all walked up there, trooping in, but it was bizarre. Nobody went out and thought, oh, I'm walking ahead, as that person does. I was last, of course, wheezing quite badly. Had a nice cigarette when I got to the top of the hill, as I usually do. So that was that time. Apart from that, I'm fine. Right now, I ate a hamburger very rare. I'm terrified I'm going to get ill. E. coli. I think it's within a week. I had a stomach cramp a minute ago. I'm like, oh my god, I've had it. But then again, I've been up all night. I haven't slept. Been drinking Dr. Pepper and eating these bizarre... When I went to the shop, I bought these tiramisu cake things. It's like a little snack cake of tiramisu. I don't know if it doesn't say there's any alcohol in it. They're apparently product of Italy. Apparently. Bullshit. And I've been eating them relentlessly all night with crisps and stuff. So that was stupid. I also had a medium rare steak as well for dinner. So, like, most I say medium rare steak. So maybe it might be that. You never know. But you don't get ill from steak because E. coli is on the surface. So it doesn't really fucking matter. Steak. I don't think it should go above medium. I'm not going to complain if I see someone in a restaurant doing it. If they're my party of friends, I might say something. But personally, myself, it's wrong. You cook it above anything, you can't tell. Meat's dead. Meat's pretty much dead. Anything below medium rare, I don't want. That's nonsense. Depends on the cut, actually. Steak tartare, disgusting. Why would anyone want to eat that? It's only pretension. Pretension. Hamburger. I love a hamburger. That's always good. Anyway, this is a fucking giant. Sorry, I swear there. Don't mean to swear. Don't mean any profanities. I can't remember what Audio Boo's like. When this first started, and it was like me, 12 other guys on here. I don't know what it's like. You know, you don't swear on Twitter anymore. When Twitter started, when it was like four fat guys in a shed and a server, you could swear whatever you want. But I don't know how Audio Boo is. I just realized I swore again. Anyway, thanks very much, no one, Jed, in a month's time, who listens to this. Bye-bye.